This is your pitch? You want me to be eye candy? MI6 wants me to be eye candy? I don't even know how to play that. I don't wear the dress.
When Mallory Caine does wear a dress, it's likely to get ripped up as she rips into her opponents. A former Marine trained in all sorts of weapons and hand-to-hand combat, Caine now works as a top-secret special ops agent. She knows she has to watch her back, but she doesn't suspect that her boss will turn her into a target.
How'd she handle herself?
I'm sure you'll cope.
I've never done a woman before.
Well, you shouldn't think of her as being a woman. No, that would be a mistake.
6 years ago, Gina Carano became one of the first women to compete in the mixed martial arts, or MMA, arena. She says it was the combination of femininity and fists that convinced Oscar-winning director Steven Soderbergh to put her in a starring film role.
I think my physicality is the whole reason why I got the job in the first place, and I think it's probably because I do a lot of things like guys, maybe. I fight like a guy a little bit, and I run like a guy.
You can tell me right now why you sold me out, or you can tell me in 10 minutes when I have my hands around your throat. Surrender now if you want to live.
I'm sorry, Mallory, that's not possible.
All right, Kenneth, we'll do it your way.
I fight for a living, and I think every fighter probably watches action scenes, and it's like they think in their head what they would have done and what is realistic. And what I'm bringing to it is just whatever I can to make these fights with my own flavor and my own personality.
Channing Tatum plays a fellow secret operative and says he had to battle his own upbringing to do the visceral fight scenes with Carano.
I grew up in the South, and you don't hit women. You don't even cuss at them. You don't yell at them or anything. And I had to smash a ketchup bottle on her face. And it was so just, I don't know, alarming to see, you know, a beautiful girl sitting across from me. And I just couldn't physically do it. And she had to make fun of me and challenge my manhood to be able to do it. And then I finally did it. And then I realized that I made a huge mistake because I did it too hard. And her face came back like that. And I was just like, oh.
But Ewan McGregor, who co-stars as her character's duplicitous boss, says the men quickly realized Carano's skill would make fight scenes appear realistic to the film audience without actually harming her opponents, that is, her fellow actors.
No, not at all. We were in very, very safe hands with Gina because she's so precise, and it was never an issue or a worry to be hurt. I didn't feel like that. The only time I did get hurt was when I accidentally punched Gina in the head, and she came straight up to me and went, "Are you okay?" And I was trying to be very butch, and I went, "Yeah, I'm fine," but my hand was like... Gina didn't feel a thing.
Gina Carano says she hopes to find more film roles as she moves on from her fighting career. Haywire also features Michael Fassbender, Michael Douglas, and Antonio Banderas. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.